Welcome to This Is Isla. This is our end of year podcast. I'm here with Glenn in the Gaelic Centre and with Tom O'Farrell, who is producing this episode. Since I last saw you, Glenn, you've been busy.
Well, we've been out and about.
I hear you went as far as Port Ellen.
It was the Port Ellen Primary School Christmas Fair, and we shouldn't say we. Well, Tom and I were there, so it was we. Had a wee stall, as they say in Scotland, to bring to the attention of the Patellan side of the island that we in the podcast were with the co-op community benefit. So we helped Maureen, who is the head teacher, on her tombola stall, and we also did some selling or introducing people to the podcast. So we did a recording with Maureen and she was very good. We also did a recording with Marion, who we all know works at the Gaelic Centre at the cafe. And hopefully we will receive some photographs of the young farmers' tractor run on Sunday, which was an excellent turnout, and some of the photographs are really fantastic. Maureen MacDonald, the head teacher of both Port Ellen and Bemore Primary School, to update me on the Christmas fair and also on the work that will be carried out once the fund is raised. So I'm going to hand you over to the lady herself.
Thank you, Glenn. Lovely to see you over in Port Ellen. I hope that it won't be too long before you visit us again. Please don't wait until next Christmas. Come a lot sooner. And first of all, before I start, thank you so much today for being my very glamorous assistant, pulling the raffle tickets out of the box. We had our 12 days of Christmas raffle, and it was very, very successful. I suppose I would like, first of all, to thank everybody who made a contribution. We sold all our tickets. I probably could have sold another 50 books, but however, it's been such a well-attended day today, first since 2019, and it was lovely to see some new parents and new faces like your good self, Glenn, over with us today. Thank you for all your help with promoting the co-op cause with some of our parents and grandparents who didn't have the app on their phones or didn't really know how to access the funding. So thank you for that. And I hope that eventually the community will be able to access, and the need for a hub or a place to go where our community can use it, all from all aspects of our community, all community groups can use it for various health and well-being focus. So, for example, maybe a group for counselling, a group for financial advice, for yoga, a health and well-being hub for some of the children to go for nurture group, a quiet time. It'll have a sensory element to it as well. So for those individuals who find it quite challenging sometimes, in their everyday walk and their everyday life, and become quite overwhelmed and overstimulated. So it's for to help all aspects of the community, not just in Port Ellen, but from all over Isla. There is no such like or such resource on Isla. So it would be great to really promote that and to get it built. And we've gone for a Gaelic name. It's going to be called the Solasta Hut, which means peaceful place. And we hope that it would be a really useful resource in the whole of the Isla community.
Now, before we let you go, we all know that the primary school here, Port Ellen, won the award Making Difference, Making Different Primary School of the Year or for the UK. And how is the school and the parents and the locals reacted to that accolade?
Well, of course it is. It's a fantastic accolade, really. And recently we were down in London. A good cross section of the staff were down in London. So that was teachers, myself, the PT, one of my PTs, the clerical, and an ASN. And really, we took a cross section of staff down to London just to highlight that this award is a real team effort. So you can see today, Glenn, it was a very well attended Christmas fair. It's a very strong community, very passionate teachers, child and education workers, and all staff, dinner ladies, everybody. So it's a real pulling together of a very strong team. And the community has responded so positively. We've been overwhelmed by the amount of congratulations from not just prominent members of the of Parliament and the UK and all sorts, but really, I suppose what's the most meaningful to us is the congratulations and the lovely messages that we've had from across Islay. Because I do know that sometimes Islay, it can be quite parochial. And but in this case, it's been just a delight to have congratulations and lovely warm messages from across the island. To have won the best primary school, really, in the UK is just a once in a career happening, I would say. Thank you.
All I can say is once again, thank you very much. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Now, Marion has lived on the island probably longer than I have, has worked at the police station, is a baker by profession, brackets, private baker, and is a grandmother, and probably now a great-grandmother. And we're just going to ask Marion to say Merry Christmas to the family and all who live on Islay.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody that is in the family, and to anybody that knows me, and I hope everybody has a nice, peaceful, happy Christmas and end up like the turkey, stuffed. And Merry Christmas, Glenn.
Thank you, Marion.
Well, the island's looking lovely this year. I'm glad we got the tree in Beaumont, and I think Port Ellen was dressed up for the season as well, wasn't it?
It was. I think the comment on the Christmas tree at Port Ellen is because of the high wind, it was decided to put this different Christmas tree. But it still stands out and it still looks nice with the effort of the local community. I think it's a football team put out the lights in Beaumont in the street, and it really brings Christmas to light. That's a pun, I think. Christmas lights to light. I think that's quite good on my part.
Well, I can't wait to listen to Maureen McDonald, head teacher at Port Ellen Primary School. She must be very proud. The whole community must be very proud of getting onto the One Show and being selected Primary School of the Year. I have one question for you, Glenn. What do we have to do to get our little podcast on the One Show?
Well,
work harder, I think.
Yes, I think.
Try harder.
As a teacher used to say, Roberts must try harder or he'll be standing in the corner with the dancer's cap on. And on that happy note,
Do we have a picture?
No.
Don't forget to check our website for the latest news and all our episodes. This is islay.co.uk.
And I think we agreed with Tom and your good self that we would do a review of the last year of all those 21?
No, 22.
22, see, corrected again.
Because next year, this year will be last year.
And I don't think I can work that one out, but I'll live with it.
Well, and on the website, you can do that thing with, you know, Eric Morecambe says all the right notes, just in the wrong order.
Right.
So if you go to our website, you can select our podcast in any order you like. But come back next year for last year's review.
Anyway, to you all, and obviously to Tom and Julian, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please keep listening to our podcast. And we would love some more volunteers to join us. So your New Year's resolution is join This Is Isla podcast.
Hear, hear. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everyone. Nala Creole Agus Liana Va'ur.